Next is a progress note on Rose Cedar, S-E-D-E-R. Date was June 27, 2022. Place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. The paragraph, Mrs. Cedar denies any major new symptoms, period. The post-herpetic neuralgia of the left side of the face is doing a bit better, period. She does have a partial visual field defect of the left eye, but that's not likely related to her recent herpes, herpes zoster, period. There's still some pain, but it's not as bad, period. She denies other new complaints, period. On examination, there's non-acute distress, blood pressure 121 over 80, pulse 85, respiratory rate 16, temperature 98.1, O2 saturation 95%. Head and neck is unremarkable. There's no lesions, vesicles, or even scars noted, period. Cranes are grossly normal, period. Her head does tilt slightly to the right, period. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Could have asked for normal heart sounds. No gout, no murmur. Abdomen is not tender. Preparing up assessment plan. One, her post-hepatic neuralgia is better, and I will reduce the gabapentin to 100 milligrams BID, and if she completes it with limited pain, she may stop it, period.
We consistently see that it's the Chinese government that poses the biggest long-term threat to our economic and national security. There's been a lot of discussion about the potential that China may try to forcibly take over Taiwan. Now, we represent one of the most horrific disruptions the world has ever seen. This morning comes just months after President Biden's Justice Department ended the China Initiative Program, which was aimed at preventing espionage by China, maybe during the relationship with the president, and let him know the Chinese government is stealing American technology, the largest cyber threat we face. And oh, by the way, that's designed on taking over Taiwan, too. My last guest, John Rackle, said all of that about 2 years ago. Joining us now is Walker Congressman Michael Watson, serves on the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, it's great to see you. It seems like a recurring thing. China is the greatest threat we face. And so what can or should we do about it? Well, first of all, American industry corporations need to listen to the FBI.
New paragraph for hypertension is stable.
If you do business with a Chinese company, if you do business in China,
with Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has history of TIAs, which is currently stable. And she's on 5 to 75 milligrams daily. Four, she has a seizure history, and I will continue gabapentin 100 milligrams twice a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
To our risk markers, to artificial intelligence, the technology, and then number two, as part of their SNP middle program,